Hello, guys, and welcome back to the Breaking Butterfly podcast. I am so grateful to have you guys here. As always, today's episode is going to be celebrating a huge milestone that I am having, as well as telling you guys exactly how I got here. I am officially 1 year vape free, nicotine free, and I am so fucking proud to say that. Like, I am going to get into like my whole story and just what that experience has been like for me, but it was not easy at first until I learned something, and then it did become easy. And that's what I'm going to teach you today, and how to truly quit vaping for good and want to quit and have it not be a difficult thing, and also not have it be like a physical, like a physically draining experience. For most people, the withdrawal symptoms, like the physical withdrawal symptoms of quitting nicotine, is like very difficult, as it was for me initially. And so I'm going to share how to get past that and actually how to quit without withdrawal symptoms, which is crazy. So yeah, this was not an easy experience for me, and I'm just super excited. And oh, we've got a little kitty here. I'm super excited to share all of this. And yeah, if you are listening right now, this is actually going to be also in video format. So if you want to switch over to YouTube, the YouTube link will be in the show notes. And that's why I was like, oh, you can see my cat. It's because you can actually see my cat. If you want to, you can come join me on YouTube. I'm excited to start doing some video and long form video and putting the podcast on YouTube, since I'm not really doing Instagram at the moment. I still want to show my face and I still want to be on video and like connect in that way. I just like honestly don't want to show up on Instagram at all. I kind of want to like start a new Instagram possibly. But for the moment, it just feels good to not be on Instagram. So I'm going to be podcasting twice a week and then sending pretty frequent emails to my newsletter as well. So if you're not a part of my newsletter, that link will also be in the show notes. And then if you want to come hang out on YouTube, then you totally can. And my cat's tail is hitting me in the face. I'm getting these pop-ups all of a sudden from, I don't know like if you guys have noticed this. I know some people have. For me, it happens so often where I get the little, I don't know, like these little pop-up features where I'll get, like if I do peace signs in a video, I'll get like fireworks or like confetti. Or if I do like a thumbs up or my hand movements do something to trigger this, like, I don't know, fucking fireworks and these thumbs up things. And it's very distracting. And I did not think it was going to happen on this platform that I'm using to record my video. But yeah, you get just an inside scoop into my life. I have a cat butt in my face. I've got fireworks going off. I don't know. It's just, yeah, that's just me. So, okay. Let's get into it. Also, I'm like, it's crazy, you guys. I just have to say this. I don't know if anyone else is as sensitive to caffeine as I am. I honestly haven't met anyone in real life like that is as sensitive as me. But I usually drink decaf Earl Grey. And that gives me a caffeine buzz, is decaf Earl Grey tea. But today I was like, you know what, I need a little pick-me-up. I'm going to do regular Earl Grey. And I had maybe like half a mug. And yeah, I've got a little caffeine buzz. So I don't know if anyone else is like that. I could have like literally two sips of a decaf coffee and I'm like cracked out. So that's where I'm at today. Anywho, let's get into talking about nicotine and I want to share about my story and my journey and what that was like. And then also how to quit successfully and all the tips that I have, because I really did find what I think is like the only way to quit. Yeah. And I have to give first like a reference. Pretty much everything that I'm going to talk about is from a book, and I want to give like all credit to this book because it is incredible. It's called The Easy Way to Stop Smoking by Alan Carr. And he has like a bunch of different variations of the book as well. So there's like Easy Way to Stop Smoking, Easy Way to Stop Vaping, Easy Way to Stop Like, I think he has other habits too. I can't remember like what they are. Easy way to stop. Yeah, he has like one for drinking. I'm just looking. I don't know. I know that it's like the same book, but they've made a bunch of variations that just like trade out some of the words and trade out like some of the content to like relate to whatever addiction they're talking about. But the process that he talks about really can work for any addiction at all. Like even if it's just watching TV or overeating or like any bad habit that you're kind of stuck in, it's, you know, of course it's going to be like a little bit different in terms of like what I'm going to share, like nicotine versus like another bad habit. But the core principle of it and the core premise of the concept that Alan Carr teaches is the same. And it's, I feel like mind-blowing, mind-boggling. Like it changed everything for me. So let's start at the very beginning. I started vaping in like, oh, it had to have been 2018. Well, that was a long time ago. 2018. And I vaped for like 5 years, I think. Wait, yeah, because 2018, I don't know. You'd have to do the math. Yeah, I think 5 years, because then I've been nicotine free for 1 year. So somewhere in 2018, I began vaping, and it initially was just like when I was at a festival and I was like, whatever, I was just like partying with my friends and I would just like hit someone's vape. I didn't have my own. I would just like hit someone's vape. Very quickly, that turned into me having to buy my own vapes because I have a very addictive personality. We're going to get into that. And I just like, yeah, it couldn't be a casual thing for me. For some people, it can be. It's like, oh, you just like, you know, take a drag of a cigarette when you're drunk. Or like you just like hit someone's vape when you're rolling. Very quickly, like that was not the case for me. And that's why also like if you're going to take advice from anyone telling you how to quit, I feel like you should listen to me. Like, and that's not even like a braggy thing of like I know more. It's like if I can quit, you can quit. Like if I found something that successfully helped me to quit, like it's kind of golden. It's also not even mine. Again, like this is all from Alan Carr's book, Easy Way to Stop Smoking. They also do like seminars and conferences and everything. Like it's a whole thing. So I didn't come up with this. But like if this helped me, it can help you. Because it became very quickly like it was not going to be a casual thing for me. I needed to like hit my vape every 2 seconds or I felt like I was going to die. Like I was the bitch hitting it on the airplane, hitting it like in public places, in the restaurant, like putting it in my sleeve. Like I could hit my vape anywhere and you would not even know because I learned how to successfully like hide that because I couldn't even go like an hour without vaping. And, you know, I've kind of known that I had like an addictive personality. Just like when I started like raving and partying more and more. So sorry if you just heard my cat slam onto the floor. She did. She just slammed onto the floor. But yeah, just once I started like getting into the rave scene and partying and whatever, like I did notice that I felt like I needed to take more substances more than other people, you know, like my friend, like we'd go out to the bar and like, if we were going to go to the next bar, my friends would leave like half a drink on the, like on the bar, on the table we were at. And I always had to finish my drink. I was always trying to get in one more drink. Like that's just kind of always been how I am. Now I know how I am. And so I can work with myself and I know how to like control it. But I noticed my tendencies very early on in my journey. And so, yeah, so then I started vaping and it was like I could not go without it or like I was going to have a panic attack. And I feel like all of this is important to share because I just want you guys to feel like seen and heard if that is the type of like addicted you are. Like if you are that addicted to nicotine, like you are not alone. And also, like I said, if I can quit, you can quit. Like I feel like I was the worst of the worst addicted to nicotine. And if I can quit, you can quit. Anyway, so I vape for like 4 years. And then I start getting, you know, like the intuitive hit that like, okay, I don't like how I'm feeling. This doesn't feel good. I need to quit. And that's, I think I've tried to quit about 4 times. One of them lasted like 3 months. The other times it was like a very quick, like I tried for like 2 weeks and then I just went back into it. But there was at least 4 or maybe 5 times that I tried to quit before I quit successfully. And the very like the first couple times, it was miserable. Like it was so hard. Like when people say, oh my God, it's so hard to quit smoking. Yeah, it was so hard. Like every single day was a challenge for me. Every day was a battle. I was struggling so much with the physical withdrawals, which was just like, yeah, I don't know. It was almost like you can't even explain the feeling. It was like irritable, shaky. It was like mostly irritability for me, but I felt like irritable in my body. Like I felt like antsy. I felt anxious. I just like literally couldn't stop thinking about nicotine. I was like, I need it. 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 Like I just like want it so bad. And yeah, some people also get like, you know, you can get the fatigue. You can get like really sick. I just felt like so anxious and irritable. Like I couldn't even function as a human being if I did not hit my vape. Like I felt like I couldn't regulate my emotions if I didn't hit my vape. And so the first couple times, like it just didn't work. You know, I got like a couple days or a couple weeks and I was like, I can't do this anymore. And then I did that one time where it was like 3 months and I was like, oh my gosh, killing it. Like I'm 3 months, like I haven't smoked. And then I was like, okay, now that I'm like this far and I like made it past, I bet I could just like hit my vape every once in a while and have it be like recreational. And like recreational as in like just when I go to like a party or I just like hang out with friends, like I'm not going to buy my own vape. I guess that's not really what recreational means, but whatever. I just like thought it could be like a here and there type of thing. Very quickly, I was like, okay, that's not going to work because like I went straight back into like as soon as I hit it the first time. After like being clean for 3 months, I was just like, nope, I'm just going to keep hitting this vape. So fell right back into it. And then finally last year in April, I started reading How to Stop Smoking by Alan Carr The Easy Way to Stop Smoking by Alan Carr. And this book, it changed everything for me. Because the hardest part about quitting was the physical. And this book literally completely debunks the physical. It pretty much says the physical withdrawals that you are experiencing are fake. And I know you're probably like, they're not fake. I've felt them. I've experienced them. They are not fake. But they are fake. They are. Because the physical is not created actually by nicotine itself, but the physical withdrawal is created from the mental withdrawal or the mental process that is happening when you're holding yourself back from doing this thing that you want to do that's so highly addictive. The mental process that you are going through, it literally causes physical withdrawals, but it's not actually the nicotine itself that is causing the withdrawal. And I'm going to get into this more and I'm going to share like what this actually looks like. Obviously, I recommend just like reading the book if you can. No, I don't know why I just said if you can. You totally can. If you really want to quit and you are like committed to it, you can read the book. It's like, it's not, if I can read the book, you can read the book. Like it's short and it's easy. And that's actually something I wanted to get into is like, don't quit until you like truly, genuinely want to quit. Like, I feel like I had to be so fed up with it. And like, I literally hated vaping so much when I decided to quit. And like, if you're just trying to quit because you think that you should, or other people say that you should, or whatever, and you're not like fully ready, then you're just going to let yourself down and ruin your confidence by like trying to quit, but not actually being like completely in it and like 100% fully in it. You have to be 100% ready and committed. And that's how I was. Like I had been ready the other times too when I was quitting, and I didn't have the tools that I needed in order to quit. But the last time that I quit, that stuck, where I'm like celebrating my 1 year, that really was like a full, like, yeah, I'll share that experience in the moment where I quit. But it was just like, yeah, I just like couldn't do it anymore. I was like so positive about my choice, and I was quitting because I genuinely wanted to, not just because I felt like I should. So anyway, last year, about like, you know, a little over a year ago, I started reading this book, and I really recommend reading it because it walks you through everything. But I am going to give you like some of the most important pieces in this episode that you can kind of get started with. But in the book, he actually shares that you should not stop smoking until you've like read the whole book. So he actually like recommends, he's like, don't throw away your vape yet. Don't throw away your cigarettes yet. Keep smoking until you get to the end of this book. And he's like, I guarantee it won't even be hard to quit. Like, you'll just literally throw in the trash and you'll be like, okay, I'm done. That's how powerful the mindset shifts in the book are. It's like, it won't even be hard. You'll be like, this is disgusting. I'm throwing this away. And yeah, you just won't have any physical withdrawals and you'll just be like, yep, I'm done. And guys, that's literally how it was for me when I quit this last time. It was the easiest thing in the world, and I can confidently say I will never ever hit, like, touch a vape ever in my life ever again. I've tried to like take a drag of a cigarette, like if I'm at a festival and like my friends are like smoking a cigarette. I literally tried to hit one once, and it was like the grossest thing. I just couldn't. I literally can't with nicotine at all. Yeah, so let's talk about these shifts. Let's talk about the mental, because this is a mind-blowing concept, but I'm going to share one experience that I'm sure that you've had if you are like a smoker, if you vape, you've definitely had this experience, and I feel like it'll open your eyes. Actually, I'm going to share this other experience. I was going to talk about something, I'm changing my mind. And this is an experience I know that we have all had. 100% all of us have had this experience, okay? If you smoke, you might go like an hour or 2 hours without your vape, and you feel those physical withdrawals. Like, you're like, I'm dying. I need my vape. Where is it? Like, you're trying to find it, right? It's like hidden in the depths of your couch cushions, and you're like taking off the couch cushions. You're like, where the fuck is my vape? If you haven't had it for like an hour, 2 hours, sometimes shorter. Sometimes you can start getting physical withdrawal symptoms within like 15 minutes. If like you're thinking about it that much, you're gonna start feeling like irritable almost immediately. Okay. Now think about when you sleep at night. You probably sleep for like 8 hours. And when you wake up, you don't wake up immediately with those physical withdrawal symptoms. You wake up feeling just fine, and you don't start feeling the withdrawal, and you don't start feeling the desire for nicotine until you think about it and until you actually like remember that your vape even exists. You do not start feeling like shit until you even go through the process a couple of times of wanting something and not being able to have it. It's kind of also like you want what you can't have type of thing, and you want it even more. There's like a little bit of that going on. And so as soon as you start having these thoughts of like, I can't have what I want. I can't have what I want. And I need this thing. And I need this thing. And I need this thing. But I can't have it. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? That's when your body starts freaking the fuck out. and you start feeling like, oh my gosh, I need the nicotine and it's actually doing something for me. But the truth is, it's actually not doing anything for you. It is not doing anything for you. I was always like, before I quit, I didn't want to quit because I was scared I would never feel as good as I did when I like hit my vape at certain times. Like, you know, when you just like hit your vape and it's just like a good, it's just a good feeling. Like you haven't had it for a while, or you are at like a festival or something and you like hit your vape and you're like, oh my God, that's so good. I thought I would never have like those, I don't know, like those little highs or those good feelings. But actually I'm on, like, I feel way better and way more amazing than I ever would with the nicotine, because the nicotine puts you on a wave. It's like you're always feeling a withdrawal. And then when you like have another hit of nicotine, then you bump back up to pretty much like your homeostasis. And then you start experiencing withdrawal again because you're like, I want this thing, I want this thing, I want this thing. And then as soon as you get it, you're like back to homeostasis. So when you never drop, you actually just feel amazing all of the time instead of going through the waves, right? So I was always worried about that, but nicotine really isn't doing anything for you at all except for adding stress into your life. And this is what the book goes through. It goes through all of the kind of beliefs and thoughts that you have, and it really makes you see that these are just like myths. It's just like a myth. Even the belief that quitting is hard is a myth that was created by like the tobacco industry, the nicotine industry, to keep everyone addicted, when in reality, it really like it isn't that hard. So sorry, I'm jumping all over the place a little bit, but hopefully you guys are like following me and you're getting the little golden nuggets and hearing like the things that you need to hear to kind of connect all these dots and dismantle the beliefs that you have. Okay, so when you go through these mental processes, there's a voice that comes on. When I talk about the mental process, I'm talking about that process of wanting something and not being able to have it, right? And you kind of go through this cycle of like, there's this voice that keeps wanting it, needing it, and then you're not able to have it. And that's what starts to create the physical withdrawal. Now, that voice that you hear in your head, I can't remember if Alan Carr calls it this in the book or if I'm just calling it this, but I'm pretty sure it's Alan Carr that talks, that calls it the nicotine monster. And this voice that shows up when you are in the mental process is the nicotine monster. It is not you. This is so important. When you are starting to tell yourself, I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this, it is not you. It is literally the addiction talking. And, you know, this actually kind of relates to one of the podcast episodes I put out, I think 2 episodes ago, which was like the most important question that you need to ask yourself in order to change your mindset. And the question is that actually true? And when you're trying to quit and you know that you want to quit smoking, and then you get into a place where you're like, you're stressed out or you're with all your friends and they're all smoking and you're like, I want to smoke, I want to smoke, I want to smoke. Asking yourself that question of, is that actually even true, is so powerful, because you'll realize, no, it's not true, but there's something within me that is like, is saying that. And it is like this little, it's your addiction to nicotine, this little nicotine monster within you that is trying to get you to stay hooked, essentially. And when you take this voice as your own and you feel and believe that this voice is you and that you actually want to smoke again, that's when it feels hard, because now there is, you're out of alignment and there's this disconnect between what you actually want and what your brain is telling you and what you are following. But once you can fully like recognize and really believe that that voice is not you, and ask yourself, is that actually true? Do I actually want to vape? And you say, no, I actually don't. Like, I know that I want to quit. and you can say, that's just the monster talking, like, that is not me, that's when you're actually on your path to quitting, right? So you really need to differentiate your voice and this monster that's just within you. Now, how do we actually quit without experiencing the physical withdrawal? Because I've mentioned, okay, the physical withdrawal comes from the mental. So how do we get out of that mental process of wanting something and not being able to have it? And this is why Alan Carr talks about in his book that the way of willpower and just using willpower to quit is not supportive, it is not beneficial, and it doesn't really work. Like, if you have the mindset that you want something, but then you're forcing yourself to not have it through willpower, you're most of the time going to slip back into the thing that you want. You're most of the time going to fall back because you're not working with the root issue. You're literally just holding on for dear life to not do something that you really, really want, and just like trusting that you're like strong enough to not do that. That is not working with the root issue. What you want to do is actually work with the root, which is the desire itself. And this is the part of the concept that I think is the meat and like the most potent part of this. And what I think relates to any type of addiction, any type of habit is realizing that it's not about stopping yourself from having what you want. It's about not wanting it in the first place. It's about not wanting it in the first place. And that's why I was talking about, like, you have to really want it. You have to be ready to quit. You can't just like, oh, I want to quit because like, I think I should, like, I want to be healthier. You have to be like, no, I do not want this a part of my life anymore. And I'm ready to take away the desire. When you can take away the desire, then you take away the physical withdrawal, because you're not going through this like, oh, I want this, but I can't have it. I want this. I can't have it. You're literally just having an experience of thoughts coming up of like, oh, I want this. And then you're like, actually, I don't. Why would I want that? And starting to kind of train your brain to like think it's gross and realize that it's actually bad for you, and to shut down that nicotine monster voice that's trying to convince you and prove to you, no, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. You do want it. You can't, just hit it one more time. It's your friends, it's fine. It's only because you're drunk, it's fine. It's only because you're at this party, it's fine. Just hit it one more time. It's fine. You need it. You're stressed. Once you can really shut that voice down and be like, nope, that's not me. That's just addiction talking. I genuinely don't want this. It grosses me out. It makes me feel like shit. I'm spending too much money on it. It's putting me on a roller coaster. I can't regulate my stress or my emotions without this thing. It's like whatever reasons you have for why you don't want it. Like, it's killing my body. I can't even work out anymore because I can't breathe. Like, it's just gross. You create your reasons for it, like, not being good for you and not being in your life. And you really cling to them and be like, no, this, like, I don't want this. When I tell you that I had pretty much zero physical withdrawal, when I just kept convincing myself, like, no, actually, this is so gross, I don't even want it, it completely changed it, like, everything. Like, quitting was easy. It was easy. And Alan Carr was completely right. When I was done reading that book, I just didn't even want my vape. It took a little bit of time. I read it and I let all of the information really like settle. But then I think I was just at my apartment and I got up in the middle of the night to pee. And I was literally like half asleep, stumbling to my bathroom. Just like go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. And on the way to the bathroom, I was like, where's my vape? Like, just out of habit, I was like, I like want to, and I was literally on the toilet peeing at like 2 a.m., hitting my vape on the toilet. And I was like, oh my God, I hate this. Like, no, actually, I genuinely hate this. This is so gross. And that was my last, that was my last hit of my vape, was on the toilet at 2 a.m. I just immediately was like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good. I have the tools. I feel 100% ready. And I didn't even have to like think about it anymore. It was the easiest fucking thing in the world. Like, if anything, I just had to chew a lot of gum. Like, that helped a lot to just like chew gum. But I didn't struggle. It didn't feel like a battle. I didn't feel super irritable. You know, of course, there was little moments where I'd be like, oh, like, you know, I want to hit my vape just because of habit. And immediately I would catch it and I would be like, no, I don't. And, you know, it took probably 3 months to have like zero cravings whatsoever. But the cravings for me, compared to the first times that I quit, like the first 4 or 5 times, the cravings were so bad. I couldn't think about anything else. The cravings that I had my last time quitting were very like, oh, like my vape would be nice. And then I would just like catch myself and be like, no, it wouldn't. Like, that's gross. Like, I literally, like, that literally does nothing for me. And then I would just, yeah, and then I would just switch to thinking about something else. Like, it was so easy. So it's not like you're going to throw your vape in the trash and like never think about vaping ever again. There were 2 to 3 months there where like I'd have a thought, but it just felt like I was in control and it didn't feel unbearable. I didn't feel miserable. Nothing. Nothing. I just like threw all my vapes away and that was it. And I have lots and lots of friends and yeah, even my boyfriend and people like very close to me, and they all like have nicotine devices. Never bothers me. It never like, what's the word? Like encourages me at all, or not encourages. What's the word? Like it's never feels like enticing to me at all. I just, yeah, I'm good. Cause my mindset changed about like the desire. I'm not like holding myself back. I'm not like dealing with willpower of like trying not to smoke. I like just genuinely don't want it. So yeah, it's been huge. It's been huge for me. I'm so proud of myself. Pat on the back, celebrating 1 full year. And I could not be happier. I could not feel like more liberated, truly. Like, liberated is the perfect word. It's so worth it. Once you get past those like 3 months, especially when you go through these processes that I was just sharing, like shifting your mindset in these ways and reading the book. If you really want to quit, read the book. Yeah, after that, it's just like it's the best choice that you could ever make for yourself. Ever. Whew. Oh, I love it. I've actually been helping some clients with quitting nicotine. It's been super fun to do that type of coaching and accountability. I mostly do it via Telegram coaching, so just messaging. We can obviously do calls as well. But often when I coach on nicotine quitting, it's just through Telegram and like voice memos and honestly talking every single day and just having someone on your team and the support and the commitment and the accountability to quit. It's just so potent and so powerful. And like my clients are quitting and they're doing like really fucking awesome. So if you want more support and you would want someone like me on your team through your nicotine journey and your nicotine quitting journey, I would love to support you. I have a one-on-one application in the show notes, and yeah, I can share with you like what type of packages I have to help you and support you. Like I really feel that the support along the way is a make or break like experience. So yeah, let me know. I would love to support you guys. I hope you loved this episode. If you did, feel free to leave a rating and a review. And yeah, I think that's all, guys. I love you so much. I hope you have a beautiful week, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.